All right, we are back with another tax tip of the week. Manny, go ahead and share what you have for us today.
Yeah, so I have that not paying your IRS debt owed should be your ultimate last resort. You should pay as much as you can as soon as possible. And the IRS actually has a lot of payment plans and options for taxpayers who need time to pay in full. Obviously, one of the most common ways to pay them is just to mail in a check. And when you do mail in a check to them, they usually go off of your Social Security number. So make sure that if you're mailing in a check for them, make sure your Social Security number is written in the memo section, because that's what they use as their indicator. Because there's lots of people out there with the same first and last names, but your Social Security number is only unique to you. So you always want to make sure that that's on there. You can also pay them online at irs.gov/payment, so irs.gov/payment. And if you pay through your bank account online, there's no fee. You can pay with a credit card as well, but there's a fee for that. So paying with your bank account online is another easy option, that doesn't involve a fee. They also have something called an installment agreement, which it's called an installment agreement because you technically make your payment in installments. So it's like basically a payment plan. And to set that up, if you didn't set it up on your tax return, you can call into them at 1-800-829-7650. And they are more than willing to work with you on how much you can afford to pay at the time. You know, you can say, I know I owe this much, but I actually can only afford to pay you $50 a month, or whatever it is that you're able to pay. They're very good about working with you. I actually know someone that answers phone calls for the IRS and helps take payments. So I do know for a fact that they are very willing to work with you on what you can pay, you know, with all your given bills and all that kind of stuff that you got going on. And then the last thing that they have as an option is called an offer and compromise. And that's usually a last resort option for someone in a hardship. And they consider a hardship to be multiple different things. It's very situational, but some of the things that do come into play are if you have a disability and you aren't able to make any money anymore, or for whatever reason that you have a dramatic income change, like you go from making $50,000 to $5,000, or if the balance cannot be paid within 6 years and they realize that looking at your income. There's also, that's also a big factor into if you qualify for an offer and compromise. The IRS website actually has something called an offer and compromise pre-qualifier. So if you go to the website irs.gov and look for that, that's something that you can put all your information in to figure out, okay, do I even qualify for something like this? But the IRS is generally the last people you want to owe, because like your credit card and other things, they just have interest. But the IRS penalizes you daily. So you get a penalty and interest that racks up daily from them. So you don't want to owe the IRS.
Great. Thank you, Manny, for sharing those tips with us this week.
You're welcome.